Well, let's just get to it. You know, subject, I love him and I need him at this very moment. I'm hurting like I ain't never hurt before. After 8 years, my boyfriend says it's over. I love him so much. He is the reason for me living. Really? I was sexually abused growing up. My uncle even made a sexual advance toward me, dying in the hospital. Now, let me ask you something about this here. He in the hospital dying. You obviously was there for a visit. Unc figure on his way out, let me holler at your old girl. Okay, now obviously this was the guy that could have possibly been one of the men who abused you as a young lady. Now there's nothing funny about this, but he is in that dying. Thus, things happen to people. Sometimes people can bring about their time a little bit early. I don't know. I don't know why you put that piece in the letter. I guess you wanted to be a victim. But you're not a victim throughout this letter. I've been married twice and both ended due to my anger. Uh-oh. See, when a woman writes both ended due to my anger, I guess that's why you mentioned us about your sexual abuse. But now you angry. For whatever that reason is, I'm not a psychologist, but you got married twice, now angered and got rid of it. Now your boyfriend didn't help you overcome the majority of my issues, but I still have some issues. That's why he gone.
Right.
See, right there, you just said it right there. The boyfriend helped me overcome the majority of my issues, but I still have some. You still mad as hell, and he done hung in there for 8 years. My last husband refuses to sign divorce papers, which I filed into. He said he would like to make me suffer, probably just like you was making him suffer. See, what go round, come round, it all get. So now he's suffering. Now he just, look, you suffer. All this you done to me. Now 2013, I'm still married. I don't have funds to pursue it more. My current boyfriend is giving up on me because I'm not divorced. Come on now, he can't marry you. I can't have a child for him. Okay, I've had numerous miscarriages. My first husband was gay and the second one didn't want any children. If your first husband was gay, what you married him for? You didn't know. You married a man you didn't know. Wasn't no telltale signs. Ain't nothing pop up. Maybe some way he liked it you wasn't really used to. You didn't know he was gay. But if you did, you married him anyway. And then the second one didn't want children. You didn't know he didn't want children before you married him. You ain't talking to none of your men. You ain't talking. I was bitter. And I took my current man for granted. 8 years and you taking him for granted. You want him to stay and you can't get married because you still divorced.
Right.
And you got anger management issues. / your ass is crazy.
Come on.
Lost your job due to anger.
She was mad at the job too?
You down at the job. When you mad all the time. You lost your job due to merging. No, yes. You didn't. Anger. Anger. They got tired of you. He followed me around the world to pursue my dreams. I thought you said you ain't had no money.
That's when
now he done
working.
Followed you around the world. But he says he sacrificed too much for me to treat him poorly. And then you 13 years older than the man. See, your old ass had somebody. Now you messed up Stella and then let him get away. Now you just an old mad ass woman. Sitting up in here, had a little fine young thing following you around. But you mad at his ass out the door. You mad at your damn job going on. Your gay husband, he's somewhere happy as hell.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.